Hi, welcome to Hannah from Atlanta podcast. It's your host, Hannah. How are you? I hope you're doing well and you had an amazing Christmas if you celebrate it, or holiday in general. In today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a year of no dating. This is a challenge I'm setting for 2024. I'm going to talk about why I'm doing it, what I hope to gain out of it, and how I'm going to ensure success. So if this interests you, keep on listening. So why am I doing a year of no dating? On November 11th of 2023, I decided to delete all the major dating apps off my phone. In majority of December, I'd been pondering on the idea of what would my life look like if dating wasn't a priority in 2024? What could I accomplish? What could I achieve if that was on the back burner? So I decided I'm going to do it. I'm going to take the leap of faith and make it less of a priority. One thing I hope to gain out of this experience is understanding about myself. I think when you take dating out of the equation, for many people, it can give them anxiety. For me, I've always been someone who wasn't very dating focused. I've been very ambition focused. So I wanted to challenge myself and see, could you actually commit to that for 365 days where you never wandered back to the apps, you never took the initiative? Like, could you commit to that? So I want to commit to that and really challenge myself and find kind of the inner strength in me. Another thing too, I think the really important one, is finding inner peace. I think really looking back and evaluating like why certain situations didn't work out will be really, really important. But I think another thing too is a life has been pondering on me of where I come out of this experience in 2025 and I'm very content with being on my own, so much that, you know, I never get married, I never have kids, I maybe retire in my 40s, I adopt and I travel and just enjoy the life that I created, I guess. So that is like one life that has definitely been in the back of my head a lot more frequently. So I've been just thinking about it more and more, and I really want to kind of explore that for a year and see if once I come out of this in 2025, is that something I actually want to pursue? Those are the two things that I hope to gain out of this challenge. So what am I doing to ensure success, aka not fall back victim to dating culture or apps? So the first thing I am going to do is ensure that there are no dating apps, big or indie, that are on my phone, because I think that will be super, super important, because usually when I'm bored or the thought comes into my head, that's the first place I'll go. So ensuring there's just like no apps, so I have to intentionally download it and then also intentionally ask myself, like, why am I seeking this out, will be super, super important. The second thing is community. So finding either a hobby or ensuring that I like see friends every other week or once a month to foster the sense of community and communal like habitation. I don't know what the best word is, but just having friends and having a place or thing or an activity to go to every other week or once a month or twice a month will be super, super important. So it doesn't feel that I am out of balance or I am not prioritizing that portion of life, because I think community is very, very important and very, very healing, because you can really work through things and really process things with other people. The third thing I'm going to do is solo dates. I really want to go to the movies more. I want to go to nice dinners on my own, sit at the bar, dress up, dress down, whatever it may be. I just want to do it because I love solo dates, and I've been doing them a lot more in December. So I just want to continue to do that and show up for myself, because I think that will also ensure that I am getting comfortable with myself, because for the next 365 days, it's just going to be me, myself, and I. The third thing, or the next thing, would be quarterly check-ins. I think whether it's through this podcast, whether it's through YouTube, whether it's through TikTok, I really want to do like quarterly check-ins of like how I'm feeling and how I'm processing things, or like what have I learned the first 3 months, what have I learned, you know, the next few months, like all those things I think will be really beneficial. So then in December, I have a holistic viewpoint of like where I was at the beginning, where I was in the middle, and where I am at the end. And it'll be really, really nice going to 2025, knowing like, what have I learned? Like, what are my triggers? What was really hard? What was really easy? And having that data to kind of back up like, okay, like I did do this, and I'm very like, very proud of myself for doing it. And then I think the last one, and I think the most important one, is journaling. I have a journal that I plan on really making a priority in 2024 to complete. So then at the end of the year, I can really reflect on my thoughts, where I was on certain days. It has affirmations in it. So just really a healing way of just connecting with myself and really honoring who I am as a person will be super, super important, because I'll really know myself, and I was really, really intentional. So when I step back into the dating scene in 2025, like, no one can tell me anything about me, you know, like, I know me. So this is who I am, this is how I'm showing up, and either you can take it or you can't, and that's okay. Like, I think this will also just like really teach me too that like, you can be intentional with something and not expect anything in return, right? Like, I could go out with friends. I could go out on my own. Someone could flirt with me. And you could be very friendly and intentional and nice about it, but it doesn't have to lead to anything more than what it is, just a flirtatious encounter. Like, it doesn't have to go any further. And I think that's what I'll be like really, really proud of myself at the end of the year, is being able to be like, I was so committed to myself, to my goals, to my, like, and I was just selfish. Like, I was just really selfish, and that was okay, because you're only in your 20s once. So why not live it on your own accord? Ah, that was gems. What gems? Ah, I love that. And I think that's all I have to say in this episode. I am really happy to bring this side of my life onto my podcast. I'm really excited to see where things go in 2024 with this podcast. So there's a lot of big, exciting people and things that I really want to bring on to Hannah from Atlanta podcast. And I'm excited to do it with you guys. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, give it a 5-star rating. If you're listening on Spotify, give it a 5-star rating. If you're listening on Apple, and leave me a comment. If this is also something that you're going to partake in, definitely like let me know on Hannah from Atlanta podcast, on Instagram, on my YouTube, Hannah from Atlanta, my TikTok, Hannah from Atlanta. Everything is just Hannah from Atlanta. But yeah, I'm so excited for 2024, and there will definitely be one more episode before the year ends to reflect on 2023 before we enter into a new year, a new cycle, a new intention. And I just cannot wait to talk to you guys one last time before the year ends. So I hope you have a lovely day when you're listening. I hope life is treating you well. And always remember, you are enough, you are welcome, and you matter. Okay, I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye.